in the library. People at their off times and breaks, their evening hours before movies and rallies, so forth, farm rallies, should take advantage of that. The only things required is that one tape, that one evening of discussion between ourselves, myself, and the students. All of you were all students. And also, we need to evaluate the horrible tactics of the CIA and the conspiracy against black people in the attempt to assassinate Huey Newton by smear. It's important that you understand that methodology. We shall now go to the news, and even if you are not interested in bonuses, you should have some general awareness. In what is said to be, by even Radio Canada, an attempt on the part of the United States to whitewash the assassinations of Kennedy and Martin Luther King, the House of Representatives Select Committee on Assassination are putting out 5 pictures of unknown, unidentified people. One of them happens to be black. It is alleged by Cuba and the socialist world that there will be an attempt to link, which would make no sense at all, the assassinations of Kennedy and Martin Luther King with socialists. Socialists, of course, had nothing to gain by their deaths, only by their lives. Kennedy was trying to normalize relations, holding back the reactionaries in their attempt to destroy Cuba, and Martin Luther King was speaking out against the bloody military engagement in Vietnam, in which the USA, Pentagon, and CIA had even gone so far as to torture children and bomb whole villages out of existence. In Los Angeles, strangely enough, we find a little bit of life, not amongst our black brothers and sisters, but amongst the Chicanos, as they stormed a large gathering of the Ku Klux Klan of some 2,000, meeting in one of the suburbs of Los Angeles, showing the birth of the nation, which glorified the Ku Klux Klan and the extermination of black people. The Chicanos belong to a group known as the Progressive Labor Party, a socialist movement. Chicanos are beginning to realize, of course, first, the awareness that America is not their home. As you saw in the television, they are being picked up, taken away from their children, and thrown out of the countries, separated forever from their children, because they cannot take their children who were born in USA. They almost got in. The police, of course, beat their heads, and was considerable brutality. According to the Guyana Broadcasting Network, there was considerable brutality against the demonstrators and wholesale arrest. The Ku Klux Klan shot into the crowd, but none of the Ku Klux Klan, according to Guyana Broadcasting Studios, strangely enough, were arrested. Not strange to us. Guyana Broadcasting Studios made the comment strange, but they were being sarcastic. It is dreadful that the U.S. public is being manipulated like a nation of puppets and robots. There's the appearance that USA is trying to clean its house by setting up a prestigious committee, select committee, on assassinations in Congress. That takes a bit of hope. It puts a bit of hope in the people, and at the same time, it serves the nefarious purposes of the genocidal fascist element that really rules the nation in the monopoly capitalists that have swallowed up even the stores into massive supermarkets, even the nursing homes that are owned by massive capitalist chains, and driven the small business person out of existence. So the people have a minute of hope that maybe something will be done to find out who killed their leader. And you can well believe that a number of Aunt Janes and Uncle Toms would believe it if finally Martin Luther King's death pointed to the socialist world. They would believe anything. We are conditioned as human beings to believe everything we read, as was demonstrated by a few of our seniors when reviewing Huey Newton in our fun discussion the other night when we were discussing the news, and all you could remember was the hideous things and the sexual side of the accusations and frame-ups against Huey Newton, the last promising black leader, the only black leader left alive in USA who will identify with third world and socialist causes to any degree. So the Panthers have to be utterly and totally obliterated, just as they have attempted unsuccessfully and will not, as Diane sings so beautifully, be able to destroy this family. Dr. Hamilton Green has been a friend of our project, cabinet minister, minister of health, housing, and labor, has just come back from a medical health conference in St. Lucia and Trinidad. They are broadening the base of medical education. The Caribbean nations are putting strong emphasis on the University of the West Indies to train doctors only in the areas sensitive to the needs of people of color and trained in the special medical needs of this region, not just for their own capitalist gain, said Guyana Broadcasting Studios. Jamaica and Guyana made a strong emphasis of this. Drug production. Guyana is now starting its own formulary, its own pharmaceutical production center with the aid of East German communist help. St. Lucius, a facility that will be available to the region, is an environmental institute for the region to study to see if there are CIA influences on meteorological developments. In spite of the fact that we are getting rain excessive of what we should have, we have 6 months of food supply and we will survive. At the same time, while the CIA is manipulating weather, even according to the BBC, in Africa, and perhaps even here, a drought is beginning to plague USA. The highest heat wave one day killed 14 in Texas. In Tokyo, Japan, they're having to ration water because the drought in that capitalist nation has been so severe that it's drying up the arteries of water. Community health aids is the emphasis of the West Indies University and the beautiful University of Guyana. Health aides trained as the Chinese barefoot doctor in all of the practical needs of the region. 1979, the next conference on the health and medical needs of this region will be held in the beautiful island of Antigua. It is also moving further and further towards the left. Border market member. Capitalist store owner Terence Singh was fined $500 because he sold above the governmental control price level established to safeguard the people from the lust of the small businessmen. All big business has been nationalized by the socialist government so that the people own all of the means of production and the means of distribution. That's why USA and her lackeys have not been able to bring down this government, because they were wise enough years ago to take over the mines, the rich bauxite and aluminum mines, and the rich sugar industry, which is one of the mainstays of the world. In spite of USA lowering sugar price markets by trying to make beet substitutes that contain even carcinogenic ingredients, Guyana is continuing and progressing better every day. The People's National Congress, the Marxist-Leninist ruling party of our beloved country of Guyana, where we can feel black and proud, even the white people have more dignity and respect under the prime ministry of Dr. Forbes Burnham, is holding a gigantic educational conference at the Cuffy Ideological Institute. 6 weeks courses for all people in the professional world, particularly emphasizing school teachers and public services. The emphasis will be upon black history, trade unionism, and strong orientation in Marxist-Leninist practice and Marxist-Leninist principles in socialism and communism, so that the teachers and those in government will be able to conduct themselves, said the Guyana Broadcasting Studios, in an exemplary manner that will bespeak of the beauties of socialism. Also, 6 months courses are being offered for the news media, who Dr. Burnham says members of the press of Guyana and the radio stations are too much muted and robots of the imperialist capitalistic news agencies. In a speech in which Pokes was there some time ago, he condemned them for not having a socialist awareness and bringing it in to the news, because the major news networks of the world, except TASS and Pravda, are controlled by capitalists. The last weeks have brought out that hundreds of CIA agents are in the news and have been planted in the news as agents to get into various departments in USA, our neighborhoods, are also in the nations that capitalists are interested in exploiting. Also, these news managers, as one black reporter condemned on Friday in Seattle, take their sources. A black man had good trust with the Indians, whose treaties are all being broken by the U.S. Congress, and they talk to him openly, but his manager of the UPI, United Press International, gave all of the information to the FBI and the CIA. I gave you his name and details on Friday. A strong emphasis will be brought about trade unionism in Guyana. A strong emphasis, of course, in Marxist-Leninism for police and sensitivity to human needs, so that the policeman will drop the role in Guyana that he has learned so well from the motion pictures of his British masters and American white masters. Kennard Gavin Kennard, one of our good friends who's attended our shows with his wife, our wonderful show that was in the Cultural Center in Guyana, attended by between 2,000 and 3,000, will be giving some of the socialist orientation. He is a beautiful socialist. As he stopped and talked with your Mom Marceline, he told how well he knew of the CIA's practices of murder, torture, and assassination. He is a beautiful black man that is the Minister of Agriculture, who is directly over our project. Incidentally, we have been invited to participate in a show on August 9 at the Cultural Center, but I do believe, with whatever is happening with our weather, that we'll have to forego this opportunity and concentrate on the Christmas show that they want us to put on, and perhaps even one in Thanksgiving. This is too late notice, it just came over the radio, but we are so popular that they want us to have a show on August 9. We've just been invited by the government. The Cultural Center, the most beautiful building I've ever seen in the world, made after African design, and with all of the great African history that we are so proud of, as well as the Indian history. But I do not see how within 9 days we can do this without great harm to our entire production here. This excess rain has set back our road building. It has set back our planting, and we must all take a renewed vigor in production. We'll be given holidays to make up for this time, but if we don't plant now, it could interfere with the number of people that want to come to freedom. Every Sunday, our congregations are growing. I suspect the view of empty shopping centers, that is a phenomenon of this last week that's been reported widely, even in the Voice of America and the BBC, and other happenings to black people, and the rise of Ku Klux Klanism, which is now in every city, and the Nazi Party has a branch in every city of the United States. I suspect some of our people are beginning to realize that old Jim Jones knew what he was talking about. We also have a number of people in the prisons of USA who have written us, even some who have small sentences, begging to be able to join us here. That's why we must make it a success. That's why it is so threatening to USA. They plan genocide against black people. They plan the extermination of Indian people and minorities. As Nell Smart, who just arrived with her beautiful children, told me so eloquently, even the newspapers and radio openly talk about the first people that are going to go down are the minorities and women in jobs under the Proposition 13 racist move that is openly racist, led by Jarvis Gann, who's all over the nation now. 26 states are about to pass that proposition, and there's even an act before Congress in preparation of establishing the cutback of all aid of assistance to black people. The only thing that was able to stop the revolutionary unrest in 1968 after the horrible murder of Martin Luther King by the white racist ruling class and Bobby Kennedy, who was running for president, who promised at least a fair shake to Indians after coming back from Indian reservations, blacks and poor whites. That dampened the emotion and killed hope, but then our attention was diverted by such programs as CETA and job opportunities that were created by special taxation. All of that is cut off. Formerly, the part of your check that was called SSI will be cut off by the end of this year. California is facing bankruptcy, even though before the passage of Proposition 13 in June, they had $5 billion. That's a lot of money, $5,000 million, but it will be exhausted by the end of this fiscal year. Brown is spending it all, so Governor Brown hopes to have some chance of being reelected against the racist evil, yes, he ought to be called evil, Neville Younger, who is now making open racist statements and appealing to white racism in his electioneering. Telephone exchanges. There will be education so that there will be no more shortages of staff, and now training for preventative maintenance. It is the goal of Guyana to provide free telephones, as they have already since the socialist referendum that has been called through the United States a dictatorship under socialism. But what has brought about is free medical care already, free dental care, as our people who go up to our store can attest. All medical supplies they need are in Mabarumba, and you can get free dental care now in the general hospitals, free ophthalmology, so they're moving onward in a socialist course. And the Guyana Broadcasting Network broadcast in loud and clear tones this very hour that we are moving towards a Marxist-Leninist solution. They also gave prominent coverage to the Roman Catholic Archbishop of the entire Caribbean, who spoke to the Caribbean nations to resist the U.S. imperialism and its commercialism and its emphasis on materialism and consumerism, to divert the people's attention from the morality of socialist sensitivity. He encouraged the Caribbean to avoid television, which is a means of hypnotizing the people. An interesting suit has taken place in San Francisco, in which a woman is suing the network for $11 million, because in the showing of a movie from None Call It Innocent, her daughter was then thereafter raped and mutilated by 14 teenagers in the exact same fashion that was done on television. However, the television industries struck down with powerful money, powerful lawyers and lobbyists, a similar case in which a defense was made that a young man had been programmed and brainwashed by constant violence, in which he murdered a black person in Florida. Naturally, the networks want to continue to use these violent movies as a means of getting rid of tensions, hostilities for the moment, or turning them inwardly on people in their own neighborhoods or other races, so that they will not be directed against the ruling class, the monopoly capitalists that rule Washington, the military-industrial complex that strangles the nation. That are the true the true traitors. When Martin Luther King and Malcolm X and those great black revolutionaries like Huey Newton are the true patriots. We'll continue with the news. It makes your blood boil when you have knowledge and watch what is taking place. 300 special police, constables, supervisors are being given training in social principles of Marxist-Leninism, and are being unionized so that they will properly represent the people as representatives of the police in this country. That is a wise move. A country that has been boycotted, that has been economically starved, has difficulty in trying to make the transition into the new and glorious day of socialism, where all people are emancipated. But the beautiful wife of the Prime Minister has certainly done much about sexism. She has denounced the practices of men expecting women to do household duties and take care of the babies in the home. She says the baby is everyone's responsibility. Our representative, one of our representatives, Sharon Amos, had the pleasure of meeting with her brother. Nothing but the fondest feeling for People's Temple's agricultural project here in Jonestown. The movie, I want to correct, was Born Innocent. Born Innocent, shown on NBC at prime showing time, in which the young girl was mutilated for life by seven teenagers in the same fashion in which she had seen shown in graphic detail on the television. report by even Voice of America, the number of gangs are increasing at an astounding rate. Drugs have doubled in the past 3 months in the major cities of the United States. We should look around at our youth and think what we have saved them from. Even if they had not wanted to, someone would have imposed their will by a gang upon them to get them on dope, and then they would have been forced to steal in order to get their dope. And thus, they would have become easy preys for the police. One of the planned genocides of U.S. society, even according to the head of the black press, Dr. Carlton Goodlett, who is traveling this way in the fall, is that of the strong drugs like heroin and cocaine. It destroys youth. It destroys brain cells. It destroys our ability to cope. Of course, we found out that the U.S. government was involved when the U.S. ambassador was thrown out of a nation close by in Colombia because of participating in the illegal criminal act of shipping opium, of which is the derivative out of it, is the derivatives of heroin and all of the strong drugs into the United States. If the little boy of 9 years of age can find the pusher man, certainly the police could if they were interested. But they're glad for anything that destroys us. That just means there are less of us for them to take care of when the time comes. South Africa. Voerster, who was an open ally of Hitler in Union of South Africa, that is now kept alive only by the $1 billion of aid that came from our government. We all should feel a guilt deep down in our souls for the taxes we paid through the years, because all of our taxes go for this kind of trash and crap. Also, the lifting of the ban of arms by the government, so the government is now giving monetary aid and military aid to Rhodesia. And what came of it? Rhodesia, which only controls 3% of the land and of the people in that white racist regime that dominates an entire black nation, where they're outnumbered 20-1 by beautiful black people, and where the patriotic front under the noble leadership of Joshua Nkomo, that is called USA a cancer that needs to be cut out of the earth, and Robert Mugabe, Marxist-Leninist. What happened today? Last week, the United States Congress lifted the ban on aid and giving our tax dollars and military equipment to that fascist, racist Eon Smith in Rhodesia. What did he do? Today, he conducted a mass attack in U.S.-supplied airplanes on villages of the Patriotic Front, wiping out 3 villages. That's what we can feel guilty about. Some who have lived here say, I didn't do anything wrong. I never did anything wrong. You paid your taxes, didn't you, darling? You used a telephone every time you made a telephone call or paid your telephone monthly bill. You contributed taxes on it. Every time you bought a McDonald hamburger, you paid your taxes on it. Yes, you did, baby. Just like all of us, we're guilty. Some of that blood is on our hands, so we should make it up by trying to provide and build this beautiful place that belongs to us. As far as the eye can see, what was it? I don't remember the calculation. 30-some miles across this vast land of free territory of Jonestown, all these thousands of acres, rich in wildlife, rich in fertility, where even the birds can pick up the pawpaw and they'll fall in fertile seeds in most of Guyana, and you can live off that delicious fruit alone. We're now working on curing a fungus on it, but it still provides us with the most delicious cobblers that we had last week that taste just like apple pie, and its skin heals even major diseases in the intestine, as the internal part, as we have found, and the skin heals the open abrasions like Mom Taylor's, 92 now, who never could get them healed in U.S. hospitals, and the skin just dried it up. It's a matter of record. Medicine uses it. British medical doctors, surgeons, called for it in a kidney transplant, and because of it, the kidney transplant took the first time in the history of that doctor's surgery. Anyway, this is the major news I gather. Even USA Voice of America decries the worship of astrology that is causing people to be unconcerned about social problems, ecology, and the dangers of nuclear war, said Voice of America. A demonstrator almost got the Prime Minister Fukado of capitalist Japan as he rammed his car into his limousine, but they got him before he was able to get into the car. Thousands are dead, as I said. Beautiful black people in the ruling government that even the Voice of America says the Patriotic Liberation Front is the true government. They admitted that until a few weeks ago, till now they're showing their true colors. Thousands of their children, thousands of their mothers, thousands of their grandparents lie dead in bases in Mozambique, where they were keeping them for refuge against the hordes of the white terrorist, Ian Smith, who all nations, even the white nations, admit ruled illegally when he formed a pirate government 11 years ago. Well, U.S. planes attacked under his domination and his authority, and no doubt CIA influence, attacked Mozambique, a beautiful free socialist black country, neighbor of Rhodesia, wiping out thousands just hours ago. God damn. Oh God, how proud we should be that we have this land of opportunity and freedom, a nation where there's black and people of color, that our children don't any longer have to stutter or look down in shame or not live one day with hope. The future is bright. We have 6 more months food in storage. CIA can do whatever the hell they want with the weather. We will overcome. 3 ship boats were run down by U.S. Coast Guard in coastal waters of Mexico. Mexico is protesting this act. There seems to be conflict breaking out between U.S. imperialism and even the Mexican government that is not socialist. As you know, there's been a great deal of struggle between Canada, which is, of course, a capitalist government, but is anxiously trying to break away from USA domination. One province, the French-speaking province of Quebec, wants its independence and has taken a pro-socialist platform and called for the liberation of all African nations from imperialism, even if necessary, by armed struggle. Revolutionaries broke in and collected 22 priceless pieces of art in Munich, Germany. Germany is in pandemonium, and Munich is under a state of siege. There is no way, said the German government, the capitalist government, to evaluate the price of the 22 art pieces. In the terms of the German West government, that is pro-US and prides itself as being the inheritor of Adolf Hitler's Third Reich, there is no way to put a value on these 22 priceless art pieces. Let us hope that the revolutionaries will make good use of the money. I'm sure they can be able to bargain for them, because capitalists would rather have artwork than help starving children. In the 26th day of severe heat, over 96 degrees in Japan, Japan is calling on other nations for assistance with water. Isn't that nice? Japan, of course, is also the most successful capitalist, and it's a people of color, so maybe USA is trying to cause them to have extensive heat. As I said, they're having to ration water in Japan. It's the 26th straight day of heat over 96 degrees. That's a hell of a heat in that part of the world, because it's even more humid in the summer than we have here in our summer. And this is our hottest time of the year, because we're still affected by northern weather, though a nuclear war as we have found by our Geiger counters, does not put radiation into this part of the world. Anyway, in Canada, there may have been an attempt on the life of the Queen of England. As she was traveling through Canada, a car crashed into her. Isn't it strange how things happen in twos and threes? And threes we know, so which will be the third? The man that struck the car was dead when the Queen got out all shooken up from her limousine. She made it, but it was close. And there'll be nobody to charge because the man that struck her was dead. An autopsy is being done to determine the cause of death. This is essentially the main news. U.S. medical doctors of a liberal nature and the socialist world is up in air over genetic cloning and test tube babies. It is now reported that USA rich women, it costs them from $30,000 to $50,000 to be able to get a test tube baby. It's done by bypassing the fallopian tubes in a surgery that's rather complicated, taking out the fertilized ovum, or what few there are, placing them in the test tube with the sperm, and then later transplanting them from the laboratory into a mother's womb. Said the American Civil Liberties Union that has lost half of its membership in this last year, according to the Voice of America. This is the first chapter in the horror story of a brave new dictator world. We are not creating, said the doctor scientists who are involved in cloning, even though Newsweek admits that cloning can bring about a strong ape-like human being that is unable to question an order from his master, and of course his master will be white and rich, not able to question. But yet the scientists and doctors are saying, we are not creating, we're just helping nature along, was their reply. Nothing immoral. Dr. Septo says, we are not Frankenstein. However, socialist world opinion and third world opinion and black nations in Africa and a few distinguished scientists even in the capitalist nations are calling it the beginning of Orwell's 1984. The 1978 conference where 18,000 youth are meeting in Cuba. That's where all of our airplanes have gone. That's why we're having such a hell of a time getting in and out of here, because they didn't want to be blown out of the air as they were in the fall of year last by the CIA. They're having a remarkable time. Even non-socialist nations are there. 18,000 youth, 1,400 from youth from U.S. and Canada, all are in solidarity condemning U.S. imperialism. CIA's meddling with the weather is one of the condemnations, for instance. A number of condemnations. U.S. political prisoners using Andrew Young, who's on his way out, in only a matter of time, because Carter will have to drop him in time, even if the Senate doesn't succeed in getting him, are the impeachment proceedings petition that has over 1 million signatures now, fronted by the New Hampshire governor, who openly says that blacks should be sent back to Africa. Well, anyway, they're using the statements of Andrew Young, our black and only black person in government, the ambassador to the United Nations, who has no real power at all. Of course, why would any government, capitalist government, give any black man power? But he made the statement, you know, that there are thousands of political prisoners in the United States. And all of the delegates to the Cuban festival rallied around that statement as proof of USA's admission of its own political oppression of black people and socialists. Another sign of socialist move in this country is that a manager of a government store, in fact the top manager, had built the cooperative
of some $2,000 at Christmas time. Guyana in its jails normally gives light sentences. They don't believe in jails as rehabilitation centers. But the Prime Minister said, being that he was affluent, had a good home, he was given a 12-month sentence. Normally, it's a fine like this other person got that I just mentioned at the border market, the owner of that, a $500 fine and a public reprimand, and that normally is enough. Guyana is very strict to see that their people are not overcharged or taken advantage of by food. We admire the bravery of this little country and other nations of the world like it. In the long-distant future, Guyana has the brightest future of all, because there are less people per ratio to the large population. This is a state, this is a nation, almost three-quarters the size of California, and larger than New England, the area of New England, yet only 700,000 people. That's a city that's not as large as Indianapolis, Indiana, that little hole in the wall. So you see how much room we have. Lots of room. No danger of starvation. Less people on more fertile soil than any nation on earth. That's why I picked it. That's why I slaved and sweat blood, even from a teenager. Gave my body. As you know, here we keep no secrets. I gave my body that we could save for this day, and we all should give thanks. Thus ends reading of the news and commentary, the bonus news. I cannot see anything else that is of any significance except the Arab League is continuing to move away from the U.S. orbit and are going, it is feared, in capitalist circles to increase oil prices, and this will mean, very well could mean, the total collapse, not only a depression,
which would mean then that the white people would turn openly on people of color, but it will mean the collapse, say some economists, for instance, in the crash of 1979, written by that eminent world banker, he says that this oil and its increasing in price will finally mean the crash of U.S. capitalism and all capitalist systems. He writes that in that book, even though he's a capitalist himself.
Thus ends reading of the news and commentary for this time. Anyone that passes it in our two rallies that we have, farm activity and have some entertainment and discussion, anyone who passes it will get special bonuses of their choosing, but others must, we must have a common level of understanding. So we urge you to be under the library pavilion, listening to only that one new session. That's all you have to pass. And then if you can't do that, we'll give you extra classes to help you and to boost your morale. We're glad to report that nearly everyone here, when we had dozens that couldn't read or write or understand, nearly everyone now is able to communicate, and that is fantastic. And it's just so beautiful to see our youth stand up and give total history of socialist principles like the doctrine of three worlds and what are the major enemies of socialism, such as Trotskyism, revisionism, social democracy, and anarchy. And see our youth go on, little tots that would have been now dying slowly on drugs, or some gang might have castrated them, as we hear in the news. I don't give you all the vicious detail of news. Every day there's some racist outbreak where some mob attacks black people. Some gang, they even separate our own people in gangs. Our children would have been left to a hopeless life, a life of slow death or quick death. As the highest killer of our youth today is suicide amongst black and Indians. Suicide, not to mention the murder and the violence they face. One out of two black youngsters now, before they are 19, will be in jail. That was an admission of the Voice of America, and it's higher for Indians. Let us be thankful. Much love. We will announce whether there'll be the testing evaluation. It'll depend upon...
In that there is a great deal of commentary in tonight's news, I would like that a responsibility of all. We will have television and give you one more day to study. We will give you one more day to study the required news in a written test tomorrow in our People's Rally Farm Discussions. They're now studying the Huey Newton magazine article, the assassination smear against one of the last, if not the last, revolutionary black leader. The administrators' meeting is presently in progress and followed by steering committee, 8:30, steering committee. The rest of the community who want to view the Battle of Algiers, all new people to see the Battle of Algiers. It is not available in USA. It was never shown. It's too frighteningly accurate and shows people how to organize. Then there may be a lighter movie, because the golden years, which also all new people should see,